Well, welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night, and every Tuesday and Wednesday night. During the football season, we feature Notre Dame football with its former captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame, Frank Pomerico. Again, this segment, the entire season, is brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. And remember, visit them at stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, good evening to you. And I'm going to start up my first question. You sent me some pictures today. It is cold in South Bend.
Yes, Coach. James and I were talking about it today. It is about, 10 degrees, maybe a little bit cooler, but the wind chill is down around 4 below. So we're inside. We got blankets on. We got the heat up, and we're watching some old replays of football. We're having a good time.
Well, I'll tell you what it causes you to. But you're outside a lot, Frank. I see you out there taking those pictures with the snow on the ground. The dogs were looking at you. They didn't want to go anywhere, but let's talk college football. Frank, this is our final segment of the year. It's been a great year for everyone out there. College football, there's nothing better than that. Nobody loves it more than you do. But the 2026 season is not that far away, and I know you can't, you can't wait for it to get started. Let's talk Notre Dame. What about their schedule next year?
Well, Coach, I want to pick out 5 games that I think are really going to be interesting. The first one, James and I were just talking about this this morning. Wisconsin at Lambeau Field. That's the first game. And Wisconsin has rebuilt some of their team. They have a new quarterback, Deuce Adams, and Colton Josephs from Old Dominion, who's thrown for almost 3,000 yards last year. So they're going to have some firepower when they come into Lambeau. It's going to be an historic game because we're playing in Lambeau Field where the Packers play up in Green Bay. It's kind of a cross between the Notre Dame. This is two religious schools battling it out. And BYU is kind of taking the place of Southern Cal in the change of schedule. Southern Cal is backed out of the games against Notre Dame in for the near future anyway. And then they may rekindle that rivalry in the future. But this year and next, 26 and 27, BYU will be playing Notre Dame. This time, it's going to be at Notre Dame. So it's going to be a fun game to watch. And then, Coach, I think the best team that Notre Dame is going to play against is Miami. Miami, as you know, beat out Notre Dame really to get into the playoffs. And they beat them, I think, 24-21 in the first game of the season down there. Now they're going to play here in South Bend. Now, it won't be in January, so you're not going to have this kind of weather. But I think it's going to be in October, and you're going to have good weather. It should be a sparkling day for that contest. They have some good players as a nucleus at Miami. They're getting a new quarterback, Damon, I think, Mensah from Duke, who had almost 4,000 yards passing this year. He had 34 touchdowns, so he's got a real cannon. It's going to be interesting to see how he can perform with Miami. He'll have great athletes to work with, that's for sure.
Well, you know, Frank, Notre Dame, everybody always gets ready to play Notre Dame, and that's going to be a great game, but there's sort of a hard feeling there because they got in and Notre Dame didn't get in, so that's a great game. But everybody gets ready to play Notre Dame. So you're on everybody's schedule, and it's the highest-priced ticket always on the schedule when you look at the tickets when you play Notre Dame. Now, we can't talk about all the players that Notre Dame has, but the cupboards aren't bare. Why don't you tell us about 5 or so players that you think that are going to stand out next year?
Well, Coach, I think the key player in this whole team is C.J. Carr. I think he has tremendous poise, confidence, and discipline. And plus, he has a drive to be very successful. And I think that comes from his family. His grandfather, of course, was the head coach at the University of Michigan, recruited my son Tom to go there, and he played his 4 years of football there. But C.J. Carr is going to be the leader of this team offensively. He's got a great receiver in Greathouse. who has speed, hands, and he has leadership as well. Leonard Moore, the cornerback, has experienced leadership, and he has tremendous focus. He's an NFL guy waiting to get into that league. Boubacar Traore is a defensive end who has a lot of sacks this year. He has speed. He has seasoned experience, and I think he's somebody that is going to really have a breakout year. Thrack Bowen is a captain coming back for another year. He also plays baseball. He's a great baseball player, but he's going to provide leadership. He's a hard hitter, and he has tremendous knowledge. So here's a group of guys that I really think are going to be the nucleus of this team, both on offense and defense. And when we look at the portal, Coach, we have a wide receiver from Ohio State named Porter. We have Graham from Ohio State, another wide receiver. We have two defensive tackles, Gray and Brewa. And then we have a defensive end named Keeley from Alabama. So we really are going to surround ourselves with a lot of tools to be successful. And then the young kids that are coming in, if they get a chance to get on the field, which is kind of tough nowadays when you have the portal, but we got Joey O'Brien, a safety from Philadelphia, Durham, a defensive end from North Carolina, Adams, a cornerback from Maryland, Premier, a tight end from Kansas, and Noah Grubbs, a quarterback who's going to be a good one from St. Mary's City in Florida. So we got the makings of a great team, a lot of firepower, good defense, and I think, Coach, we have a favorable schedule to play. And if things go right, we can have a fantastic year next year. And as long as we don't start off like we did this year, I think we're going to have a very good team and hopefully make it to the playoffs. And then once you get into the playoffs, anything can happen.
Frank Pomerico joins us here with our Notre Dame football report brought to us during the football season by Station Casino's SCN Sports app. We want to thank them, too, for being our title sponsor. Now, Frank, it's cold back there, but you never stop football. Football goes year-round, and the off season is longer than the season itself. What's happening there with conditioning?
Well, Coach, you have Lauren Landau, Director of Sports Performance, and he handles the football team in particular. But he is someone who's a hardworking guy and gets intimately involved with the training of these athletes, especially the football team. And he's working on weightlifting, getting them stronger. He's working on flexibility, and he's also working on the agility drills and cardiovascular enhancement. So he knows exactly how these guys are doing. You know, if you have a good strength and conditioning coach, he's somebody that's an ear for the coaches that are out recruiting. He's somebody that can give them information on who's working hard, who's slacking off, who's making improvements, who's really working hard but not making great improvements, but is giving that effort. So this is a year-round thing, a mentality that the coaching staff wants guys working and competing every day. And if you're doing that, you're bound to get better. He is a very good strength and conditioning coach, but Coach, he's also a salesman for the program. He's a salesman for the portal transfers that are coming in and then looking at the facility. Notre Dame is building a new $100 million facility that's going to be a Taj Mahal. It's really a fantastic facility built right next to the football offices now across the street from the indoor football field. So it will be a key place for Lauren Landau to work his magic with recruiting and also with the portal transfer. So it's a great situation to have a good guy there. He has NFL experience as well as college experience, and he also has one-on-one training. So here's somebody that really takes an interest in people and in particular takes an interest in the football team. So we're excited about this offseason and ready for spring ball to come in a couple of months. So it's going to be exciting that way too, Coach.
Well, Frank, let me ask you, what are James and you going to do for your training during the offseason? You going to join them over there?
Well, Coach, we'll try to get a peek in and see what they're doing. But James and I usually will try to go out for a lunch now and then, and he'll slip me some good information about what's going on around campus and in the sports programs at Notre Dame. James covers all sports, not just football. He'll look at the baseball team. He looks at the basketball team, men and women's team. And he also likes some of the rowing teams and some of the Olympic sports. So it's exciting. He goes to rugby matches and he goes to soccer matches. He's a Notre Dame fan through and through, that's for sure.
He sure is. And we want to thank him for all the input he gives us for our show here. We start the show in August, and tonight's our final. We go all the way through January to make sure that we have all the playoff games and so on. And, Greg, I don't know how to thank you, man. You've got all the enthusiasm. You sound like you're ready to play. You're a captain at Notre Dame. It means so much to you as far as Notre Dame itself as a school. You live in South Bend, Indiana. I couldn't have a better person with enthusiasm talk about Notre Dame than you and James. I really could. You're there. You're at the spot. You know what the daily activities are. This is the best update on Notre Dame you can get anywhere.
Well, Coach, thank you very much. A quick shout out to a couple of people. Ken Dorso in Tennessee, who listens to our show weekly, emails me every time he hears the show. Kevin and Holly Hernandez in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. Sarah Morin and Eli Gay here in South Bend. And Coach, last but not least, Kim Wood, wherever he is right now. But he's been a dear friend of mine, loves the show, and he really appreciates us giving him a shout-out, that's for sure.
Well, we want to thank them, Greg. We want to thank them. Tell them to get the word to everybody. Put it in the media guide back there. Send it out in the alumni news. So listen to Frank Pomerico every Tuesday and Wednesday night.
Well, Coach, thanks very much. And we'll look forward to talking to you next year. And if you need to know anything about the Irish in the springtime, just give me a shout. We'll be happy to talk.
Frank, I feel bad. This is our last segment of the year. I really do, but I got to give you an off season. I really do. I got to give you an off season to rest up to get ready to go again. Frank Pomerico, we thank you. We thank James. We thank everybody back there in South Bend for an excellent segment. The entire year, our Notre Dame football report brought to us by Station Casinos SDN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations. Just visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com. For more information, and before we take this break, I want to remind you to get ready for the Night of Love and Music. The annual love affair returns to the Orleans Arena with Blacksmith and Genuine, plus Baby Bash, MC Magic, and more. February the 7th, 2026. Get your tickets now at OrleansArena.com. That's at OrleansArena.com. I'm Harvey Hyde. Our Score Sports Topic Show will take a short time out, and then Chuck Hayes will be joining us in a moment. Buckle up. We'll be right back.